expected a significant de-escalation today on the path to a ceasefire.
The voice of Karine Jean-Pierre, deputy press secretary in the Biden administration, speaking about a fourth conversation that President Joe Biden has had with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
The two leaders had a detailed discussion on the state of events in Gaza, Israelis' progress in degrading the capabilities of Hamas and other terrorist elements, and ongoing diplomatic efforts by regional governments and the United States.
President Biden asked the Prime Minister to move toward the path toward a ceasefire, according to a White House description of their conversation. There's pressure, too, on President Biden to do more, with more than 200 people killed in the fighting. Until today, Biden had avoided pushing the American ally more directly and publicly for a ceasefire, or conveyed such a level of urgency for ending Israeli airstrikes targeting Hamas in the thickly populated Gaza Strip. The Biden administration had relied on what officials described as quiet, intensive diplomacy, including quashing a UN Security Council statement that would have addressed a ceasefire. The administration's handling opened a divide between President Biden and Democratic lawmakers, dozens of whom have called for a ceasefire. Smoke rose from the aftermath of airstrikes in Gaza City on Tuesday as the Israeli military continued to barrage their strikes on what it says are militant targets in the territory. Tuesday's strikes come as Israeli airstrikes killed at least six people across the Gaza Strip and destroyed the home of an extended family early on Wednesday. This is VOA News. The European Union has slammed Belarus for its closure of the country's biggest independent online news publication, Tutbi, as one of its reporters left prison after serving 6 months for her reporting on the death of a protester killed during a crackdown on demonstrations against the authoritarian ruler Alexander Lukashenko. In a statement on May the 19th, an EU spokesman called the blocking a day earlier of the popular news site an act of continued repression and intimidation against independent media. Belarusian authorities also raided Tutbi's offices in Minsk and other regions and the homes of its journalists and employees, breaking the door leading to the apartment of Marina Zolotava, the site's editor-in-chief. The United States announced this week that it will share an additional 20 million coronavirus vaccine doses with other countries, in addition to the 60 million it has already committed. The unanswered question, where will the vaccines go? U.S. State Department Coordinator of Global COVID Response Gail Smith sidestepped that issue today during a rapid-fire teleconference, despite repeated urgent inquiries from journalists in the Caribbean, India, Brazil, Africa, East Asia, and the European Union. However, Smith emphasized the U.S. is working closely with the global COVAX facility to determine where the vaccines are needed most and how they can be most equitably distributed. India is reporting the world's highest single-day death toll from the COVID-19 pandemic. The health ministry Wednesday said 4,529 people died in a 24-hour period. From Japan, the draft of the defense white paper for 2021 was disclosed on May the 13th. In light of China's intensifying military activities around Taiwan, this white paper states for the first time that the stability of the situation in Taiwan is important for the security of Japan and the stability of the international community. In a new section focusing on relations between the United States and China that is increasingly confrontational, the paper says, quote, political, economic, and military rivalry between them is becoming more and more apparent. The paper then expresses strong security concerns about China. The white paper is set to be reported at a cabinet meeting in July. In a joint statement released after their summit in April, the leaders of Japan and the U.S. mentioned Taiwan for the first time in 52 years. Migrants continued to trickle into Spain's North African enclave of Ceuta on Wednesday after dozens crossed over from Morocco in the 2 days before. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.
It's VOA 1.